This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Representative John Faso from Kinderhook voted for the latest Republican health care plan on May 4th, which passed the U.S. House. Quote, after careful review of the changes to the AHCA, I believe that this legislation addresses my concerns and I will support it as amended, Faso wrote on Twitter. Faso previously supported an earlier version of the bill, which polled at 17% approval. This version of the bill is more conservative with less coverage. On May 1st, Faso said he would be fine voting on the newest version of the American Health Care Act, even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess the fiscal and social impacts of the bill. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement May 4th that said in part, quote, as a direct result of the amendment introduced by Congressman Faso and Collins, this provision alone would cut Medicaid funding for New York by $2.3 billion and cripple hospitals, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities across the state, end quote. There was a protest in front of Faso's Kinderhook office May 4th over the health care issue. Jimmy Vielken reports at Politico New York that three state lawmakers from the Capital Region have asked Amtrak to consider temporarily routing trains that run along the Hudson River to Grand Central Terminal. Construction delays around Penn Station are expected throughout this summer, which will impact Albany, Hudson, and Rhinecliffe commuters. Senator Neil Breslin and Assemblymembers John McDonald and Patricia Fahey want Amtrak CEO Wick Moorman to lessen the impact of, quote, at least 6 weeks of disruptions, end quote, by shifting trains to Grand Central. Albany Rensselaer is the second busiest station in New York, Hudson is third busiest, and Rhinecliffe is fourth. Read the full story at Politico New York. Jesse McKinley and the New York Times filed a Freedom of Information request in 2015, seeking the names of the state's new medical marijuana licensing panel. It was delayed by New York State Health Department officials 9 times, and then on April 28th, the request was denied, with the department claiming that it did not, quote, maintain records, end quote, for the panel. But on May 2nd, the health department disclosed the names of the panel's 17 evaluators. They are all state employees, and most have little or no prior professional experience with medical marijuana. There are 3 architects, an accountant, and an auditor among the group. Read the full story in the New York Times. Rosa Acheson reports in the Register Star that Harry Rick Rector, a Democratic First Ward alderman, announced he's running for mayor of Hudson in November. Current Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said March 15th she would not run for re-election. Rector, 65, is an 8-year Hudson resident who currently chairs the Hudson Arts, Entertainment and Tourism and Economic Development Committees. He also serves on the City Finance, Police and Legal Committees. Read the full story in the Register Star. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.